Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Oisin Coyne is here after almost 2 hours in the Seine. Daniel Whiffen is out of the water.
He is indeed, Gavin. Good morning. Well, an exciting finish in the 10-kilometre marathon swim over in Paris. World champion Krzysztof Rozsowski has taken gold, with Germany's Oliver Kelmet second and David Bethlehem of Hungary getting the bronze medal in that one. But as you mentioned, Daniel Whiffen just out of the water. He's finished in 18th place in a time of 1 hour and 57 minutes. Fantastic from him to even compete in this after two tough races, winning a bronze and a gold.
I've never done it before.
Isn't it mental, isn't it? Unbelievable. But yeah, we'll chat more about that in the next couple of moments with the lads. And we look at soccer now. A tricky night for Shamrock Rovers in the Europa League last night. They dug deep to stay third in the qualifying round tie as they fell out 1-0 loss in the first leg against Celje in Slovenia. A place in the playoff round of the Europa League and a showdown against either Malmo of Sweden or Pauk of Greece awaits the winner, with the Hoops needing a big night at the office in Tala Stadium next week to turn this one around. Stephen Bradley and his players also know they have a playoff spot in the Conference League and a shot at group stage football secured if they fail to come back on home soil in the second leg. Meanwhile, St. Pat's take a slender lead to Azerbaijan next week, but rather than travel in the comfort that their performance deserved, their Conference League third qualifying round tie hangs in the balance. Romal Palmer's first half finish secured a 1-0 win for the Saints over Sabah, but having played the final 30 minutes against 10 men, Stephen Kenny's side will be frustrated that they didn't extend that lead ahead of the return leg next week. And we have two games down for decision in the SSE Airtricity Men's Premier Division tonight. Second place Derry City could leapfrog Shelburne at the top of the table on goal difference with 3 points against Dundalk. And just above Dundalk, Bohemians are also in action. They welcome Waterford to Dalymount Park. And Waterford have beaten Bowes twice already this season and are one of four teams on 37 points, with Shamrock Rovers, Galway United and Sligo also pushing for a potential European spot next season. And in the first division tonight, leaders Cork City host second place Athlone Town at Turner's Cross. The Leasiders are currently 15 points clear at the summit. Now to golf, yesterday's first round of the Wyndham Championship was postponed until today because of a tropical storm Debbie. The PGA Tour had initially pushed it back a few hours in the hope the conditions would clear, but after warnings of flash flooding in the area, it was not deemed possible. It's the final event of the PGA Tour's regular season, with the top 70 in the standings on Sunday advancing to the FedEx Cup playoffs, I should say. Irish pair Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are both in the field later today at Greensboro. Lowry tees off just about 25-1 Irish time, while Power is out on the course later this evening at about 6:25. Now to Gaelic Games, Micheál Donoghue has stepped down as the Dublin hurling manager after two years in charge. Donoghue took over in late 2022 on a 3-year term, but elected not to take up the last season of his agreement. In his 2 years, he managed to qualify for the All-Ireland Hurling Championships, finishing third in the Leinster Round Robin in 2023 before reaching the provincial final this year. He's been heavily linked with a return to his native Galway though, following the departure of Henry Shefflin back in July. And now, let's look ahead to Sunday's big match, the All-Ireland Camogie final between holders Cork and Galway. Cork looking to its Camogie players to bring home this championship this weekend as the Rebels pursue the double after winning Munster earlier this year. A key part of their success this season and for the last couple of years has been their captain Molly Lynch, who's confident they can repeat the heroics of last year.
Yeah, I suppose we keep our heads down. We just go into training on a Tuesday like it's a normal Tuesday for us. I suppose we've always looked to improve our game. Like, being champions is always a target on your back. And we have a brilliant coach in Liam Cronin, so we have a new target every time we take to the pitch, which is brilliant.
He keeps it fresh.
Keeps it fresh, and we get the plan during the day, so we know like what's the focus for tonight, so you're prepared going into training, which is brilliant. Mm. You also know what's coming that night too. But no, he's brilliant, and I suppose we've brought our game to the next level, hopefully, and hopefully that'll stand to us on Sunday.
I was going to say that, like, a lot of people look at, like, I think this year alone, only Wexford got to within, like, nearly 9 points of you, almost. But the work rate you have and the aggression, the controlled aggression, like, people don't really talk about that. And you have to produce that day in, day out to get up to where you want to get to.
Yeah, I suppose that's what our kind of standards are. Like, you work as hard as you can for as long as you can. That Cork jersey is only given to you on loan, so you almost just give it back in a better place. That's what we always say. So just work like a dog for as long as you're on the pitch is really what we're told. Not told to do, but I suppose our culture within the team.
The Galway tip game could have gone either way, but Galway finished strong. What will they bring on final day now? And they're well used to the big occasion too, Molly.
Oh, a massive challenge. Like, we're under no illusions going into the match on Sunday. I suppose Galway have made us bring our game to the next level, and we have massive respect for them. Mm. So it'll be a really, really tough 60 minutes, but hopefully we'll be on the right side of it.
Cork
captain Molly Lynch there speaking to Damien Lawler. Now, their opponents, Galway, last won in 2021, but have only won four times in the Camogie Association's 120-year history. Their supporters are hoping for a fifth victory this year and to bring the O'Duffy Cup across the River Shannon once again. Their captain, Roisin Black, understands the challenge at hand, but feels her team just need to worry about their own performance on Sunday.
Yeah, we definitely have to just focus on ourselves. We know what we're capable of. We had a great last two games there against Waterford and Tipperary, against two really top teams. So we'll take a lot of confidence from that. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to just focus on ourselves and look at how we can deliver on the pitch.
There's a fine depth to your panel now, isn't there? Like, you could see that even against Tipperary, the changes worked as well and have done all season.
Absolutely. Do you know, it's not the same 15 girls finishing out a game. We really do rely on our bench, and it really is a whole squad effort. And even the girls who don't come on, you know, they're pushing us in the training sessions and in the panel matches. So they're just as important.
You were a minor captain back in 16. You were on the team in 2020. You know, how hungry are you personally then to get back on the winner's podium, I guess?
Yeah, you know, we haven't been in the final since 21. That was the last time we won it. And I know it's only been 3 years, but it seems like a long time for us. And we're just as hungry. And, you know, we really do want to win this. And hopefully we'll go our way on Sunday.
And does the big game experience stand, you know, for an occasion like Sunday, having been there before?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of girls in the team who've been in many All-Ireland finals. There's girls who haven't been in any All-Ireland finals. So I suppose we're just going to have to bring them on and, I suppose, give them the support they needed.
It's Galway's Roisin Black there. So the senior final throws in at Croke Park on Sunday from 5:15. Before that, Cork will also be hoping to be victorious in the intermediate final. They'll take on Kilkenny for a chance to lift the Jack McGrath Cup from 3. And there's a 1:05 start for the junior final with Laois facing Tipperary. We'll have live coverage of all three games on RT2 television and on Sunday Sport here on RT Radio 1. And finally, there's two race meetings today taking place at Tipperary and Wexford.